Hello and welcome to Sunday Messages with Fairmount Friends Church. We're so glad that you are joining us. You can find out more on www.fairmountfriendschurch.org. Here's Pastor Brock Meyer.
Sandy, I know, are back as well. It's good to have Mark and Priscilla, and you guys are back, and you guys overcame so much sun to get here. You guys are overcomers, man. But I'll tell you, the overcomer award, man, Mike and Nancy are here overcoming cancer. Are you serious? Like, that's amazing. So cool. That is awesome. It's so grateful you guys are here. Also kind of cool is to see Lexi. I just saw you walk in. Alyssa, Alex, you guys. It just feels like a family's home, man. It's good. It is good. If you are a visitor this morning, we just welcome you. We're grateful to have you. We also would love to meet you and connect. And so right after the service, I'm going to be standing by our front door along with our assistant pastor, Andrew. And we just want to meet you and try to connect the best that we can. And we want to meet your kids as well. And I was just down in our kids' classrooms. They are packed. We're going to pray for our children, teachers, and volunteers that God will do a miracle inside of them this morning. And it's just a good, full morning. And Jesus is here. As we go and we're continuing, this landed beautifully on Easter weekend. As we've been talking about the kind of recap, the series that we have been in. And we talked about that we were created in an original goodness. When God originally created us, he said, it is good, it is good, it is good. You're created in the Imago Dei, in the image of God, to be like God, to radiate and reflect the glory of God. And then we move quickly from Genesis 1 into Genesis 3, and it all goes away through the power of sin. And when man turned from God and went his own direction, there was this fall that took place. And we call it the fall of man. So when man fell away from God, sin separated us from the love of God. The Bible at that point tells us that because of sin, the wages of sin is death. And so we became dead in our hearts and in our spirit man. And even though that there is this call to us to return to the Lord, a dead man cannot turn. A dead person cannot make decisions for Jesus. A blind person, Isaiah chapter 44 says, because of sin, our eyes have been blinded and plastered over. We cannot see. Blind people can't find God. So we're in this desperate situation. Ephesians 2 digs a deep hole and buries us in it because it says, because of sin, we're now the object of God's wrath. We're separated from God. We're aliens to God. We're strangers to the covenant. We're without hope and without God. It's a pretty bleak and desperate situation at this point. And whenever we kind of sit in the reality of this, we say, I cannot make God. He cannot make God. And apart from him, I can do nothing. And so we sat in that for about 3 weeks about this connection, God and Father. So what is it that bridges the gap? What is it that restores the relationship of man back to his maker?
So we're so glad that you were with us today. You can subscribe on iTunes or Spotify or your preferred podcasting app. Be sure to rate us so other people can know about the podcast.